Let's go inside her story from our New York studios, Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Good morning, Skip and Miss Dia Direct. And Damon. Hi, you guys.
Hey.
I'm excited. We're just days away from a new year. And for those who had a tough 2015, you know who I'm talking to, or you just want to make 2016 your year, help is on the way. I'm going inside her story with motivational speaker, author, and journalist Sophia Nelson, who you guys has an e-course called Now to Next Woman, which is all about starting the new year with a clean slate and a fresh start. And so many of us want to do that. So she's got some great advice for us this morning. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning, Jackie, and everybody on the crew.
Listen, I know you have 7 tips you want to get to, but before we do that, tell us about Now to Next Woman.
Well, Now to Next Woman, Jackie, is my new leadership vertical for women, and I'm really excited about it because if you look at most of the leadership trainers around the world, they're men, John yeah. Maxwell, Tony Robbins, et cetera. Women still are behind as the trainers, and so I started this e-course called START, and it's going to launch in January. We actually have some men that I'm going to have as coaches as well as women, but I want to pour into women about how to start with a clean slate. And it really requires that you have some tools to do so, as you know.
Okay. Well, let's quickly go through these. The first one is make peace with the past. Let it go. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, that comes directly out of the woman code, Jackie. That's code number 2, make peace with your past. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most critical thing you have to do before you start January 1, 2016. Notice, Jackie, I didn't say get over it or just be done with it. I said make peace with it, and mm-hmm. that will help you to release it.
Okay, I love that. Number 2, be authentic.
Be authentic. This is a big one. You know, in a world where we're overwhelmed with social media all the time and images of what's beautiful, what's not, what's in and what isn't, it's hard to be you. What I'd like to tell people is find your own voice. Do you. Like you first. You are an original brand created like no one else, and you have to be comfortable with that, and you have to walk in it.
I love that. Build a good life row. What does that mean?
Now, you know I'm on Twitter all the time incessantly talking about know your front row. That comes right from my grandmother. That's out of the woman code. And she used to say, baby, you better know your row. And when I was young, I had no clue what she was talking about. What she simply meant was the people in the front of your life, in the seats, in your movie, need to be the people who have your back. They need to be people who encourage you, who are positive, who speak life to you. So many people, Jackie, particularly young people, hang around with naysayers and negative people who tell them what they can't do and what they can't be. So building that life row is critical.
Okay.
I thought you was talking about the people that would be in the front row at your funeral, but you fixed it. Go ahead.
Thanks, Damon. Thank you for that. Thank you, Damon. Next one, Sophia. Oh, my God. Is engage in courageous conversations. Talk
now,
about
this
that.
This one is big. Talk, don't text. Talk, don't text. Look, more trouble is started on social media, on our text, whatever, because we're cowards in this. We are cowards now. We don't want to have the courageous conversation. And by that, I mean, Jackie, if you're mad at your girl, tell her. If you're mad at your guy, tell him. If you have something to say, say it. Yes, there's a way to do it. You don't want to cuss folks out and act out. But please don't text, because no matter how nice you think your text is, it's not going to come across the right way to someone else.
Right,
have
that's right.
the courage to speak, to say what you need to say face-to-face or on the phone.
Or at least use punctuation.
Damon, lead from within. Tell us about that, Sophia.
Well, this is more of a professional tip. It's really emotional intelligence. It's really having empathy. It's understanding that in order to deal with other human beings, you can't just go to the job and be the boss. You got to be a leader, and good leaders lead from within. They're fair, they're focused, and they're flexible because they understand that human beings need that.
I need some people in my life to hear that. All right, teach people how to treat you. Know
Girl,
your value. I love this
one. This one is it.
Amen.
You know, people treat you the way you allow. I know we don't like to hear that, but if you have people in your life that aren't treating you well, from your relationship to your workplace to the church house, you are teaching them that it's okay. People will only do to you what they know they can get away with, and it starts with knowing your value. When you know your value and your worth, You don't let people talk you crazy. Come on. You don't let people treat you any old kind of way.
Come on.
Domestic abuse, all of that starts from a lack of self-worth. If you don't know your value, they never will.
I'm standing up and I'm about to shout.
Yeah, that's
okay,
real.
The last one, be brave.
I love this. This is code number 15 in the woman code, and I love it because we often use bravery and associate it with men, which is fine. But I think women can be incredibly brave, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, gentlemen, in 2016, do something different. Start. Explore. Take a risk. Leap. Jump. Do something. Be brave.
I love that. How do we sign up for the e-course,
Sophia? You go to now2nextwoman.com. And or just Google Now the Next Woman Start or follow me on social media at I Am Sophia Nelson.
Honey, those were great. I love that.
Thanks, Jackie. Love
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Sophia. That was
good
great.
Good stuff, right?
That was good.
Boy, I feel like Sophia personalized that and aimed it right
at
me.
Tap your neighbor and say you're talking to you.
Come on. Come on here now. Come on here,
teach
neighbor.
People how to treat you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Touch me right here. Touch me right there.
Love yourself. Know yourself. Feel yourself.
Happy New Year to you, Jackie Reed.
Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
Talk to you next time around.